So I don't know what his, I don't know what his story is. Okay. Well, we're busy with Venus still. Let's go a little bit further. So the next tickle is complicated. It's quite long. So let's at least start to see where we get. Not learning tomorrow the whole day, it makes the figures harder. We can take it to the base midrash to understand these figures. Okay, Zayin on Daf Nun Zayin. It says, "Be'al kut Yeshua, Yeshua, tomorrow Yeshua, Shemesh Molal Shem Hashem." Hilim then Kuf Yud Gimel brings the pasuk that was Yeshua when the sun stood still. Bishasha Shemesh Zoreach Mekeles LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Now, Mekeles usually means some kind of negative concept. I don't know if you know. Mekeles usually means like to deride, to say something negative. I don't understand what he wants here. Let's see in the context how this fills out. I can't see how to fit that into the context. Okay, now when he was in Givoin and he asked to shatek et hachama, lomashemesh begivoin. It doesn't say that the sun in Givoin stood, and a shemesh begivon doim. Kept quiet. Doim is to keep quiet. It doesn't say oimed. The sun's moving and you want it to stop. So say stop. Don't say keep quiet. So makalis, yeah, I don't know how to translate it. Makalis, kelis usually means some kind of to deride somebody, to be negative. Yeah, it seems like it's a positive thing. So I don't know what the translation is. I have to look it up. When he keeps quiet, then he stops. Okay, so but what comes out, whatever we need from this is you see that what gives the sun the koach to move is its speech, it's what it's saying. Whatever that kelis is, I would have translated it in the context of being praising Hashem, as we get his koach to move from in the context of everything we're saying in terms of Rina. Well, I'm not sure. So when he keeps quiet, he stops still because he doesn't have koach anymore. That's why Yeshua said to the sun, "Doim, keep quiet." Okay, so Makalis has to be seen in the positive sense. I'm just not grammatically or linguistically professional enough to know what that is. You have to say that just because otherwise it doesn't make any sense. Where does the sun get its koach to move from? From the Shira that it sings. The fact that there's a Ramchal, the Ramchal says that all the planets make music. The music's so beautiful, if we would hear it, our neshamas would leave our guf. That's why we don't hear it. What I saw the other day, the scientists have started discovering there's interesting sounds coming out of the heavens that they're busy checking there, whatever. There's noises that they don't understand. So they should look in the Ramchal. Maybe you can explain to them what's going on there, because we do understand. Yeah, but you see, yeah, from this, that's what the Midrash is telling you, that what gives the sun is saying Shira, the sun is saying Shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what gets his koach to move. The minute he keeps quiet, he stops. You want the sun to stop, you should have understood this, to tell him to keep quiet, and then he can't move. When he stops saying Shira, he stops. The Malachim as well, and everything on the land. The entire existence is only via the songs and the praises that they're saying. Each one according to his who he is and where he is and where he was created. Praise Hashem from the heavens. Hallelujah, Bimroimim, from the higher, Bimroimim, from above. Kol Malachov, Kol Tzvav, Shemesh Ve'erech, Kol Koich Ve'ol, all the Malachim and all the legions and the sun and the moon and the stars. Hashemayim, Shmei Hashemayim, Ha'aretz V'chol Tzvavam, the heavens and the higher heavens and the earth and everything that's in it. V'chayrim V'gam B'suloi Skenim Ninarim Yalu Hashem Hashem. Everybody. The youth, the old people, everybody. Yalelu Hashem Hashem. Shagam b'nei Adam klulim haim b'shira sabriya, because Adam is also included in the shira of the bria. Shashira atzmo hi ma'ayin ha'chaim. That's the source. That's the wellspring of life. Is the shira. V'sheisek milakalis lakodesh baruch hu ma'abed hu es shirish mitziyosu b'kol chayev. Somebody keeps quiet from milakeles. Again, there's that word. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he loses the root of his existence. He loses the source of his life, because that is the source of life. The source of life is Toiv Lahides Lashem. Toiv Lahides Lashem. Toiv Lahides Lashem. That's what it's about. That's the purpose of life. So when you stop doing that, you're not fulfilling your purpose anymore. V'shreisek milakeles HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ma'abed hu es shayrish metziyaisu makor chayev. U'b'midrash pirkei shira mavua. So obviously, Perek Shira has a lot to do with this. Then, if you've ever said Perek Shira, if you had a look at it, Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it. That's Perek Shira. That's the Shira that the Bria sings. Every aspect of the Bria is saying something. We don't get it, but we know that there's Dvorim Ma'od Mod Amoksha. In the Midrash of Perek Shira, Mavua, the Shira Miuchedes Yesh Lekol Bria Kafi Metziyuso. Each aspect of the Bria has its unique song according to its reality. And as we know, that there's no two Brias, there's no two aspects of the Bria that are the same, exactly the same as any other aspect of the Bria, whether it's in its nature, in the way it's made, in its purpose. And any doim shira is called Bria lechaveta. So to each shira has to be different. Because the Shira is the root of that thing's life and even existence. If the nature of something's different, then its Shira has to be different, because they're inextricably wound into each other. And since there's no two that are the same, no two have the same song. Obviously, the Shira of Adam is going to be very different to the Shira of the rest of the Teva. Obviously, there's no two human beings that are the same, so therefore each one's Shira is going to be different. And you can't compare the Shira of a Stam person to the Shira of a Tzadik and a Talmud Chochem, even Shira's called Briahi Kefimitz Yusuf Vesholsho. Because each Bria's Shira is the fee where he's coming from his shayrish, from his roots. Each person is his own unique Shira. The Tzadikim and the Talmid HaChomim, their Metzias is obviously more elevated, and they get more goodness. Their shira has to be bigger and more awesome. Therefore, it's upon the conduct of the chassidim and tzaddikim, who are always Isaac in this Shira v'tishbachos, a lot of it. The Mordekosov, Kumi Rini Belaila, L'roish Ashmores, Shivchi Kamaim Lipcha, Neichach Pnei Hashem. L'zam Elohido Yisalal Lifnei Lefonav Yisbarach. We saw that last week in Eicha. Kumi Rini Belaila, L'roish Ashmores, Shivchi Kamaim Lipcha, pour out like water your heart. To sing, to praise, another kind of praise in front of me, Hashem. This riboy, this that you should do a lot of this. We're talking about the depth and the quality of the shira, not so much the quantity. Also on the amount, but the ikka is the quality. But you can't ignore the amount, because he also needs lots and lots of shiros. A giant, it's not enough to give him a kazais to eat. So too, a tzaddik needs more shiros v'tishbachos. Like the giant needs more food because he's bigger. Even since it is the way, their way to cleave and to sort to draw nourishment from the source of life, to the extent that a person is bigger, so he has to obviously value and appreciate more the praises of Hashem, so that he can be more cleaving to Hashem. So it's all tolu on shiras v'tishbachos. It's all about praise. The whole bria, what he's saying, is awesome. Not him, it's a midrash. The whole shiras of the bria, everything is based on is praise on praising Hashem. I learned it from Mizmor Shel Yom Hashabbos. Mizmor Shel Yom Hashabbos says, "Toiv lahodes Hashem." So how do we translate that? It's a good thing. It's a good thing to do. But the word toiv, as I mentioned many times, doesn't mean good. Toiv means essence. Toiv means tachlis. Toiv means that is the thing. It's reached its pinnacle of what it is. So toiv lahodes Hashem doesn't just mean it's a good thing to do with everything else. Toiv lahodes Hashem means that is the purpose of creation. That is the essence and the purpose of creation. That may be a bit too far-fetched, but the tachlis, the essence of what we are for, is lodos Hashem. That's what David HaMelech is telling you. Adam originally, if he wrote it, whatever. But that's toiv lodos Hashem doesn't just mean there are lots of good things to do. One of the good things to do is you should praise Hashem. No, that is the thing. You think that you're clearly that's what this is about. That the whole bria does off Adam. The son's whole existence and ability to function is based on him singing Shira. The minute he stops singing Shira, he stops. He can't move. Wow. Okay, takes a bit of takes a while to shober it to oizen a little bit. V'amru Chazal al David HaMelech av Shalom Shia Ise kol alayle b'shiras v'tishbachos. Ad shichibe sefer tihilim hanifle shibo klal kolol. V'ruach ha-kodesh kol mine shiras mirois v'tishbachos ha-shibo ilom. David HaMelech spent long nights, every night singing Shiras v'tishbachos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They'll say, what are you doing tonight? No, I can't go out. I'm at home busy singing praises to Hashem. That's what I'm busy with. Until he wrote the whole Sefer Tehillim. That contains, probably encapsulated in Tehillim, is everything you would ever need to sing Shiras v'tishbachos. Kol mine Shiras v'tishbachos, Hashem ba'olam. V'yesh la Shiras alalu sheiches lekol ha'nivraim kulo. That Sefer Tehillim has relevance to everybody, everything. It comes from Nishmas. We say lekales is to praise. Interesting that it's okay. I have to see why that word can mean the opposite as well. I got a bit of a shock when I'm trying to work out what's going on here. No, but that's, of course, that's where it is. It's in Nishmas. We say la dela varech ulekales. I'll call the Reshiros of Sishpacho is David ben Yishai. Reshikol Adam Chayev, but Kagonze, everybody's Chayev. It says, Shekhen Choivas Kolei Yitzurim. So Choiv, to sing those Shiros of Sishpacho is, that come out of then. It's not just it's a nice thing to do. This is what it's all about. They call me Shecheshka Navshe Bavoida. Anybody who has a desire, has a yearning inside of himself, Bavoida. About MS. And he has a clear perspective on reality. And he's learned a bit of Shira Sharab Bechina. And he's starting to get astounded and awestruck and just appreciate the enormous. He sees the awesomeness of the Boira that you can see in the Bria. He joins himself to the tzaddikim and the chassidim and the kedoshim that have always been up to now. And he also starts including himself in this shira that the bria sings. Every ben Torah in our times, I don't know what that means. The whole ben Torah is manenu. Shichadu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv chem losoi, b'dor shefel zeh. Every ben Torah, these times, us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put specially into this very, very low generation. It was supposed to be in this generation. Elayimai de l'sharis l'fonav li'yos min mikreila v'sugulas ahavav. A person with these shiros and tishbachos can become very, very close to Hashem, yeah. Very beloved. Lilmod haTorah kedoshah shekol broya ma'ale tu'umim l'Hashem. To learn Torah, the Torah kedoshah, shekol broya ma'ale tu'umim l'Hashla. Sarichu liknot la'atzmai kishrun ze la'avoid es boiru b'shiros mishbachos. Person has to learn this, as Rabbi Victor Miller would say, this umanus, this profession. Want to become a professional singer of the praises of Hashem. Now, once again, we said earlier, it doesn't have to be loud. You could be sitting on the bus and singing praises of Hashem. No one needs to know. The Lord Tzarich Shekulam Yodim Ma Ata Oseh. But just to be aware, to be noticing, and to be astounded and awestruck by the enormous beauty of the Bria, the Chochma, just looking at the Bria, and of course the Chinuch also tells us you can do that by learning Torah. You can do this while you're learning Torah. You don't have to close your Gemara to go look at go on a nature trail in order to do this. You can do this sitting in the Beis Midrash. The Mamash sitting in the Beis Midrash and do this because the Chinuch tells us that, the same as the Rambam tells us, that you come to Avos Hashem through Bimizboinen in the Bria. And the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvah tells us Bimizboinen in Torah does the same thing. The Chinuch also says Bimizboinen in Torah. You come to Avos Hashem. The person sitting in the Beis Midrash and he's learning. Rav Nach once told me, he says, when you learn properly, you'll yeah, your shira. Everyone's got a different nigun. Everyone learns with a different nigun. He says, when you start learning, you get into your learning. Eventually, you'll discover your unique nigun. Because when you learn Torah, you have to learn with a nigun. Because that's what this is about. You get in touch with that shirish of what your nigun is. That takes work. But they call us sipur. They call us sipur. Nifla v'neira. He's boiling in the bread, he's boiling in Torah, and it leads to awesome greatness, untold greatness. Look what a person can achieve today. You don't have to be, you have to know Shas, you should have to know Shas, but I'm saying you don't have to be the God like Dor to be Mamash Dovuk in Hashem. Liyais mi mikreva v'segulas ohevov. You can be Mamash from his close relatives and his treasured beloved ones. Everyone can do that. Just with a little bit of his boyness in what's going on and recognizing, appreciating the godliness of it. Wow. Nifla. Okay. Yeah, let's take one more small step and then we'll stop. Venire. Ches. Tiva Adam Bashila Shabach Lafonis Barach, Iki Yusoida Oymed, Allah Yusot Shalav Ahmed is Kola Torah. This chiyuv that a person has to sing praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the foundation of all that, of this, stands on the foundation of what the whole Torah stands on. Osa esa emes mipnei shehi emes. The yisod of Kol HaTorah Kulo is do it because it's true. You do the truth because that's the truth, not because of what he says and what she says and what everybody says, and because well, everyone's doing it, and because it's valuable, and I get something back for it. And no. It's MS, mipnei shehi MS. That's the sort of Kol HaTorah Kulo. Why are you doing this? Because that's the MS, that's what Hashem wants. Kamo sho'isim anu es ha-mitzvahs. Lo mipnei she'to'el es ha'atzum she'tagia lanu mehem. We don't do the mitzvahs because of the enormous benefit that's coming to us. Elam mikoach MS. You do it because it's MS. You keep Shabbos, why? Because that's Shabbos is Shabbos, MS. You'll get plenty of benefits from it. Well, at that ultimate level of lishmo, we're not doing it because of that. We're doing it because of emes mipenetri emes. That's why we do the mitzvahs. Shanachnu nivroya v'avodov. Hashem created us. We're his avodim. We're barach kono etanu b'kinyan gomu b'mashe baronu. And he has total control over us and that which he created us. V'oid kinyan sheni b'mitzrayim. He did another kinyan in Mitzrayim. We is a vodim and we completely meshuba to his rotzon. We shive in all the mitzvahs like an eved is to his master. We have a struggle with that because we have a yetzara. Well, intellectually we understand that even though it's a bit of a battle. Because that's the truth. in a quiet moment or seichel moment, we understand that. We recognize that. We don't live like that because we have other issues. There we know that's the truth. In the same way, we have to praise and sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the awesome goodness that he does for us, that we receive from him. Even if our mouths were full like the sea, we wouldn't be able to thank him, even begin to thank him, even one of the multitude goodness he does for us. Rabbi Salavov says it mafurush. The chiyuv that we have to sing shvachos and tishbachos to Kodesh Baruch is not because of the benefits you get. The benefits we saw are untold. Well, that's why you do it. Because that's the chiyuv, that's the emes. Achash gila lanu who is barach shezer etzoyna. Once Hashem lets us know that's his desire, that's what he wants from us, as then that becomes just like putting on tefillin. When emes who shechay v'nadu lohoides yosherbech ad blisof, but kamesh yadenu magat. Person has to thank and praise Hashem. Ein sof, ein sof meaning according to how far your hand reaches, how far you can go. But mitlashel b'zeh, someone who's negligent in zeh, or who could koifer chas v'chilin, chas v'chilin to be koifer b'tovoso, v'nifloish shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no one yet doing that, aval chas v'chilin. O she'en roi tzerech l'chaim chiyu v'bama shuhu yochol. Well, he just doesn't see a need for it. He does it, that's fine, that's his problem, I get it, thank you very much. Well, you know, vaita. He's just been oiker the whole yisod of kulutayra kula. It's not just that he's missed one little important point. He's missing the toiv lahaydeis. He's missing the whole fundamental purpose, the whole bria. He's missing it. Omed, udoim. He's like the sun that can't go anywhere. He's stuck. As you get older, I find it gets a bit easier because we're so needy. We need so much. When you're young, you think you're in control of everything. You think you know everything and you can control everything. And you've got koich, and that's the way it's supposed to be. As you get older, you start realizing how little you've got and how little you can function, and you start getting very needy, and you start recognizing just the awesome chesed. You start looking back over your life, and you just see, like, just it's overwhelming sometimes. There's a mafchid, just how clearly sometimes you just see it, you know. You start, you have time also, you start appreciating life a little bit more. You just see how much you have to, and it becomes easier to sing shiras and tishbachos to Hashem all the time. And then the Yetzer Hara jumps in and starts distracting and keeping you busy with all sorts of narishkat. But I'm saying that as you get older, I find this avoid it a little bit more real. It's a bit easier. Anyway, have a good Chodesh, a good Shabbos, and we'll see you Sunday, Bezrat Hashem. Missing the oilam, we have to get back to reality somehow. I told them, Bainaz Manim is finished, now the Chofesh begins. It's Sunday the Chofesh starts. Go, God, Lily, take good care.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Shalom, shalom. Good Shabbos.